Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
I think it came out of nowhere. I didn't see it. You know, I didn't hear any inkling. Maybe it was out there and I just missed it, but I didn't hear an inkling of this. Jim Harbaugh writing this open letter to, I guess, not just the NCAA, but the NFL as well, where he said it was published in USA Today, or USA Today wrote about it. I saw Adam Schefter just published a whole letter on Twitter.
I thought it was a letter returning the millions of dollars he's gotten from Michigan and not delivered a national championship. That's what I thought
they
the letter was going to be about.
See, look at you. Here's the thing. It's not about national championships.
Yes, it is.
At Michigan
it is.
They've never won one.
Yes, they
other
did.
Than that
they
shared
one.
Mythical one.
Right.
That was mythical. You
he
know,
was
that,
brought
that, back
to
in
finally
the day.
Win a championship and it
they
hasn't happened.
They
want to
be
all.
Relevant.
That's all.
They
want to
be relevant.
That's
top
the letter
ten-ish.
I want to read from Jim Harbaugh that, you know what? I bamboozled you people of Michigan. Here's your money back. Here's the insurance payment settlement back.
Why should he give the money back?
Because he hasn't delivered.
Keep the money.
He hasn't delivered.
So, when players don't deliver, they don't get the money back.
He's worse than a pizza man not bringing you your pizza. He makes a lot of dough, but he doesn't deliver. That's all I'm saying. All
right. No, that's supposed to be for Craig Melvin. Go ahead. The Craig Melvin track. Wow. I was about to say, Craig laughs at everything. But anyway, let me get to the letter. You're taking us on tangents. All right. He says, Rob, I think you'll like this. I think you'll actually agree with him. He says that college players should be eligible for the NFL at any time. So now the rule, of course, is you have to be 3 years removed from high school graduation. He's saying after any year. So if you're a freshman and you play well, you should be able to go to the NFL. Same thing for sophomores and so on and so forth. Let me throw out a few of the things
Okay,
go ahead.
100% agree because every case is different. There are prodigies in this world. Some kids are bigger, stronger, faster. You shouldn't hold those kids back. The onus isn't on the kid. The onus is on the people who do the evaluation. You can't just make a blanket statement about everybody. If that's the case, no kid. We got doctors who graduated medical school at 14 and 15 years old. People graduated college.
Well, very few.
But I'm talking
doctors
about a prodigy.
At 14?
Or at college. They graduate
okay,
college
that's
at
a
14.
Little different. Yeah.
And I'll go give you the year. I'll look it up, the youngest doctor. My point is that there are people who are prodigies, and you don't hold them back. If you have a concert pianist who's 8 years old, you don't tell her she can't go to Carnegie Hall and perform if she's that good and that brilliant. And you can't just tell people, oh, yeah, nobody, regardless of their ability and their strength and their size, can play in the NFL. And the BS arguing about, oh, they're going to get hurt. Everybody gets hurt. Grown men get hurt in the NFL. So you're not going to stop people from getting hurt. That's not it. If he's talented enough and he's a prodigy and somebody wants to hire him, they should be allowed to be hired. It shouldn't be some artificial made-up number that says you have to be this age. It's nonsense.
I don't think it's nonsense. I do like the letter from Harbaugh. I like his sentiment. For a few things I like about it is, one, he says that, you know, if a kid leaves early after a year or two, he still maintains some, he can go back to college. So if he doesn't get drafted, say you declare after your freshman year, you don't get drafted, you can go back to college. And if you do get drafted and go to the NFL, then you still maintain some of your academic scholarship so you can come back when you want, even after your career is over, and get your degree or at least have a few years on academic scholarship, and then you can work toward your degree. So I like that about it. I've always felt it's a little different with football because of the size factor and the physicality factor. I don't think it should be 3 years that you have to wait. I would be comfortable if they just made it 2 years. And here's why I say it. You know, basketball, hockey, baseball, they're not as physical as football. And if you look at just as a comparison, the youngest heavyweight champion we've ever had in what is really a physical sport comparable to football, boxing, 20 years old. You don't see any 18-year-old, 19-year-old heavyweight champs. 20 years old was Mike Tyson, the youngest. The youngest champion in the 100 meters for the United States of America ever is 20 years old. Noah Lyles, a couple years ago, just, you know, had the best breast, the fastest 100 in the nation. Sam Grady did it, you know, a few 30-something years ago. So that to me, those are good barometers. You're right, though. Every blue moon, there's a kid that's big enough physically and mature enough and strong enough. But that is incredibly rare. And obviously, you're right in that everybody gets hurt. But if you put a kid out there who's just not physically ready, and he's 18 or 19 years old, and he is just not physically ready, he's great. But he ain't physically ready, you could be talking about a different kind of hurt.
Chris.
That's my view. Now, Harbaugh is obviously closer to the game than I am, so and he must not think it's that big of a difference, but that's always been what I've thought. So I would be more comfortable right now at 2 years.
I just, there's no data to support any of that about
I just
age.
Gave you data in sprinting and boxing.
No, I'm talking about a specimen who's bigger and stronger than most 18-year-olds who could play at that level. That's
There'll
all
be one
I'm
every
talking
blue
about.
Moon.
I'm talking about prodigies. There's no reason to have a restriction.
There's very few freshmen,
but that's
other
fine.
Than maybe
I'm just
some
saying,
quarterbacks that even come and dominate college football.
But they still should be available to them if they're a prodigy. That's what he's saying.
But even if they're
that's
not
what
a,
he's
no,
saying.
He's not just saying prodigies. Because
no,
here's what
he's saying that you should be able to go there, and that's up for a team to decide whether they want to draft you or not.
But here's the problem. You're going to start because prodigies aren't the only ones that are going to declare themselves for the draft.
That's fine.
Everybody
you can declare.
That can play is going to declare for themselves for the draft. So you're going to have teams start drafting players who aren't ready for the NFL.
I don't
believe
that.
Based on their potential. It happened
in
the NBA. That's why the NBA PA decided they didn't want to have kids coming out of high school because veterans at 36, 35, 37 years old who were much better than a high school kid were losing their jobs to a kid they were better than
Chris,
because of his
that's
potential.
That's not true.
It is true.
There's a handful of guys who came out of high school. It's not a whole parade of players. I don't buy that. The responsibility
teams, a lot
is on the organization.
Picks.
Don't draft
Heck,
them if they're not ready.
If I see a kid
ready.
In high school that
don't
looks
draft
like it'd be great,
them.
You might draft him late.
Don't
Remember,
draft
Rob,
them.
There's seven rounds.
Don't
you can
draft
a kid
them,
in
Chris.
The sixth round. You can draft a kid in the sixth round who's not ready,
Chris,
but he looks great.
Who's the onus on, the kid or the organization? Who's the onus on?
It's on the organization.
Okay, then that's it. If I want to go and put my name in the hat, because I don't. This is what I want to do is play football. If I fail at that and they don't draft me or whatever, then I got to go get a job like everybody else, Chris.
No, you don't. You go back to
yes,
college.
Yes, I do.
You
All
go
right,
back
under,
to college.
Under Harbaugh's plan, but I'm just
right.
saying, in general, I don't have a problem. The only reason that the colleges have kept the kids out, they've done this as punishment because they don't want their free golden golden ticket.
So you don't think
ticket.
There anything –
no,
I agree
zero.
With the NCAA doesn't have the best motives. But you don't think there's any difference between the overwhelming majority of men in the NFL and a freshman in college?
Nope, I don't. I'm telling you –
You ain't looking.
I'm telling you that. When I'm talking about to draft one. To draft an 18-year-old. Just because they're
you
available,
You can't be drafting
Chris,
everybody
Just because
potential.
They're available – You doesn't mean
why
you have
wouldn't
to draft
I take
them.
A kid in the sixth round who looks like he's gonna be great?
Because
now a veteran's losing his job to a kid that can't play yet.
But there's that's the fault of the organization.
It's not the fault of the organization. It's smart on the organization's part.
You can't protect the older players. They get cut all the time.
And it probably saves you money.
Because they make a lot of money. Come on, Chris. It's a false narrative to deny people employment. It's not only in pro sports and a CBA. Can you deny people employment? It's the only place. You can't stop a kid from going to Hollywood at 5 years old and getting a job in a movie. It's only here. We send people to the military, 18 years old, to go fight. Here's a rifle. You can go fight, but you can't play football? It makes no sense. I'm going to send you to a foreign land and sleep outside and fight. And you're 18 and you're telling me you're worried about a guy playing football? Come on, Chris. Nonsense.
My worry, I agree that if a kid's 18 and can go to fight for the country, he should be able to get a job. Don't get me wrong on that. My concern is the health of the kids. Now, if we get people, Harbaugh and Will, I'm going to ask Charlie Casserly. If they think an 18-year-old or a 19-year-old can physically hack it, then fine. I have no problem. If I think a kid can go play basketball out of high school, then I'm fine with him playing football out of high school if he's physically ready. I don't want to see an 18-year-old or 19-year-old kid get maimed because he went to the NFL too early. That's my concern.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Special NFL schedule edition of Trolling or Rolling.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me right in there.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
That's right, fellas. We actually have news. There's actually games on the schedule. Now, whether they'll be played or not or on time or who knows, I don't know. Gavin Newsom doesn't need to worry about the Chargers being sold out because they were fans were socially distancing at those games anyway. But
that was good.
Just in case,
let me give you credit, Martin, for showing up today because you took us shellacking.
Oh, look, I'm just coming through like Jordan, man. I just made sure y'all didn't eat y'all dinner like Horace Grant. Y'all had a bad game yesterday, but that doesn't mean y'all off the team.
Right.
I still want to play. I still want to win championships with y'all. Come on, guys. So,
right.
Shoulder rolling. This is how it goes. If Rob and Chris like the story, you'll hear the roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't, you'll hear the troll sound.
Oh, man. Hey.
So, the NFL schedule's finally out. The Packers, the Bucks, the Chiefs, the Cowboys, 49ers, Ravens, and Rams all lead the way in 2020 with 5 primetime games. Most of those make sense with, like, my homeboy, America's team, Lamar Jackson. Kind of scratched my head on the Rams. But coming up second with 4 primetime games are the Las Vegas Raiders. They were 7-9 last year. They don't have a real marquee player outside of running back Josh Jacobs. Their biggest star is John Gruden. Chris, are you trolling or rolling the NFL for putting the Raiders on primetime so many times?
Without question, I'm trolling.
Oh, man. Hey.
Nobody outside of super producer Rob G wants to watch the Raiders in primetime. I'm sorry, you said it. The biggest star is the coach. I know it's a new stadium, and that's why they're on. It's a new stadium. It was probably some type of promise from the league, which I get. It's business. And the stadium's probably glamorous. So I understand that. But as a team, no. Nobody wants to see the Raiders that many times. I'm trolling.
I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
Come on, Chris. This is Rob G. This is where Chris is naive when it comes to football. The Raiders are one of the greatest teams when it comes to traveling, and they have a fan base all over these United States. Plus, it is about the new stadium and showcasing a new stadium that the NFL has. So it makes total sense why, the same reason why the Rams have 5 games, It's because of the new stadium. It's why the Raiders have it. They travel well. They have a huge fan base, whether they're winning or losing. So it makes sense that the Raiders would have that many games in the 2020 season.
Odd Couple, Pro and Roll with Fox Sports Radio. Now, normally, Christmas Day is reserved for church and NBA basketball. But this year, the NFL is flexing its muscles. Viewers will have to decide between watching LeBron, KD, and the other prime NBA talent, or Drew Brees versus Kirk Cousins and the Saints and the Vikings. Rob, are you trolling or rolling the NFL on Christmas?
I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
NBA has, what, five games on? I mean, I can't watch all five games. I love it to be three games and then a football game. Everybody's home. I got no issue with it. Maybe the NBA will rethink it and not have five games. I know they go all the way to the West Coast. But some of those games, to me, I would rather have the three best games in the NBA and one marquee football game. That would make for a delightful Christmas. Way too many NBA games on Christmas, so I'm rolling with this new trend.
I'm rolling with it just because it's not new. I mean, they've done this before. You know, a few years ago, they had, I think 2017, they had a few Christmas games on Christmas Day year before as well. So they've done this before. It's not completely out of the view, out of the, you know, it's not something they've never done. But it's just been a few years, and that's a big game. I will be watching those NBA games, but, you know, that's the great thing about modern technology. You can watch NBA and NFL at the same time. So I'm rolling with it.
Maybe for Christmas, you'll get a second television, and that way you have no viewing issues whatsoever.
Got
you
one.
You can only watch one television at a time.
No.
Come on. Let's just be honest.
Rob, I got two TVs in my studio.
No, it ain't. You're only watching one TV. The other one is on, but you're not watching it. You only have two sets of eyes. You have one set of eyes.
One
you
eye can, for each TV.
No, you cannot
one
watch.
One eye for
you're
each
not
TV.
Watching. Stop it. Stop it.
I am. When you're in the, we're in the studio together in Sherman Oaks, how many TVs? Four? Five in there?
I'm not watching. I'm concentrating on the show. I don't watch TV.
I'm watching and concentrating.
Right now, I'm sitting in front of a big television set, and it is not on. Because my focus is on the Odd Couple and the listeners out there who
no,
want to get
on your phone,
fun,
your
want to have information, and want to have fun.
Your Rob, you're just checking your Twitter. Instagram DMs.
Right.
That's the
That's
problem.
All you're doing.
Trolling and rolling, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Now, last year, Rob, your guy, Aaron Rodgers, and the Packers, they almost won the NFC, in part because they were so good on the road. In fact, all but one of Green Bay's losses came in the state of California. This year, the Packers will travel to the Saints, the Falcons, the Buccaneers, and the Colts outside of their normal NFC North travel schedule. Chris, are you trolling or rolling? The Packers will continue their road domination this year.
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
They're going to be good, but they're not going to be as dominant on the road. There's no question about that. Didn't one of those games you say the Colts? Yeah. I think
they
the Colts.
They got the Saints, Falcons, Buccaneers, Panthers, Colts, Jaguars,
Buccaneers,
Texans,
Saints,
Titans.
Texans. Yeah, they're going to be good, but they won't be as dominant as they were last year on the road.
I'm rolling with it. California was bad for them. Two terrible games, really three, but I think that this year they'll go, they'll wax Tom Brady and the Bucs. They'll take care of old Drew Brees. And the Saints, I got them only losing, let's see, on the road this year. I think the Packers will go 6-2 on the road. So they'll be dominant.
All right. That's trolling or rolling with our main man, Martin Weiss. Good job, man.
I just want to thank you guys for having me back on, man. I know that was tough for y'all. I just want to thank you guys for having me back.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, we got a special edition Pigskin Pickoff. Impromptu.
You ready to retire? The Odd Couple is going to make you rich.
Gambling, vice, corruption.
It's their Pigskin Pickoff.
That's right. Normally we do Shop Talk at this time, but I figured the NFL schedule is out, and both Chris and Rob seem to think that they're, you know, the RJ Bell when it comes to picking games, which I don't know if that's true or not, but they both think they are. So we're going to really put
this year will be the rubber. 65%
this
clip.
Will be
are you
the
kidding?
Stop it. Stop exaggerating.
We're going to put 65%. Your skills to the test.
We've each won one, right?
This yes, year will you be both, the, you, this right. is the tiebreaker here.
Although I've won both.
We're going to pick week one's games 5 months before they come out, or 4 months before we even play them. Let's see how good you
There's
really
no
are.
There's no spread, right?
No, there is a spread.
There is a spread.
Opening up week one, opening night, the Chiefs -10.5 versus Houston, Rob Parker.
Taking Houston and the points.
Yeah, I got Houston and the points.
Wow. I'm a homeboy like Chris Broussard to bet against Pat Mahomes.
I think KC will win, but Houston with 10.5? No, yeah, wow. I got to go with Houston.
All
on
right.
That.
All right, we keep it moving. Game number two, the Tom Brady-less New England Patriots at home, 6-point favorites against Tua and the Dolphins, Chris Broussard.
Ooh. That's a tough one. In New England, 6 points. I'm going to go with Miami and the points.
Going with New England, and the crowd starts to chant Tom Who after they win the game.
Wow. Okay.
Remember that.
Okay, we keep it moving now. Game number three of the Pigskin Pickoff, week one NFL games against the spread. Rob Parker's Detroit Lions, 1-point home favorites against the Chicago Bears, which may have Nick Foles at quarterback. Rob Parker, who you like?
I'm taking the Bears to win that game. I just don't have any confidence in the Lions until something changes. So I'm going to go with the Bears.
Bears win.
Well, that was fast. All right, we keep it moving. Game
Detroit's
number four.
It's simple with them.
Hey,
it just is.
Bit better
just
question. Is it'll be Trubisky or Foles under center week one?
Trubisky.
I think they're going to try to give Trubisky a shot. I think they're going to try to give it to him And Foles is better as a backup anyway, and they know that. So if they have to go to Foles quickly, they will, and they probably think they'll get the best out of him as a backup.
All right, game number four, prime time. The Dallas Cowboys on the road against the Rams. They're 3-point road favorites.
Wow.
Chris Broussard, who you like in that one?
3-point road favorites? Big D, little A, double L-A-S.
I'm going with the Rams. It'll be Andy Dalton's first loss as a Cowboy.
How dare you? All right, last one. NFL week one 2020 games against the spread. The Odd Couple last game. Tom Brady, his road debut against the Saints and Drew Brees. Mm. The Saints 4.5-point home favorites. Chris, who you like?
The Saints are 4.5-point.
4.5-point home favorites.
I'm going with the Bucs. I think the Bucs. If they lose, it won't be by more than 4. So I'm going with the Bucs and the points. But I'm even saying they're gonna win. Buccaneers.
You know the Saints aren't giving up that game to old Tom Brady.
They with old Drew Brees
and the Tampa Bay Bucs, who haven't made the playoffs in 12 years. So I'm going. New Orleans will know how important that game is. Stick it to Tom Brady. Let them know they're not winning the division.
It's a new day in Tampa Bay, and I wasn't even trying to rhyme. It's just sublime like that.